Thanks for talking to us today on the show, Stephen.
That's a pleasure. Good to meet you.
So as I understand it, this production at the Rocks Discovery Museum is a sort of immersive performance whereby the audience are actually invited to move around the building as scenes are played out. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We have a guide who's particularly creepy, and she greets the audience and brings them inside with a nurse who's there just in case anybody's too distressed, and they lead them through three floors of the Discovery Museum, which is a 150-year-old sandstone warehouse in the Rocks. So it's a very interesting space.
Definitely sounds it. And tonight you're on to the second episode of the series, The Trials of Louisa Collins.
That's correct.
So we're
choosing true crime stories from the past that pass through the Sydney Morgue, which is why it's called Tales of the Sydney Morgue. So it's not about the morgue as such. It's about the cases that passed through there. So the Louisa Collins case was one of those. She was accused of poisoning her two husbands with arsenic and tried four times until they finally found her guilty, and then they hung her 10 days later.
Oh, wow. That definitely does sound morbid. There seems to be a growing interest in true crime genre. What draws you to make these kind of morbid themes out of our history?
Well, I'm a fan of true crime myself, and I am, amongst other things, a historian and a tour guide and a theatre producer. So everything kind of coalesced with this idea of finding a place, which is the old Sydney Morgue across the road, and then finding a place where we could play out these stories from the past. And it's been, so this season, because we are planning a second season, this one was so successful, we've played out the Leonard Lawson case. He was a pretty awful guy in the 50s, 60s. Only died about 15 years ago after 46 years in jail. And that was quite a different piece. This piece is the key character, Louisa Collins, is more sympathetic because she's in a very male-dominated society where all the juries are male, women don't have the vote yet. And she basically gets ground down until they find a guilty and hang her in Darlinghurst Jail.
Wow, and so this is the final episode of the first season. What can we expect from season two coming up?
Well, we're just negotiating timing. We think it will be in October. In the Rocks is run by the state government, so they're our landlords, if you like, when we're doing these productions. And I'm sitting here looking out the window at the moment at hordes of people setting up Vivid at the moment because that's coming next week. So, we've actually had the two plays for the second season already written, planning ahead. And they will be Simmons and Newcomb, who were two notorious escapees from Parramatta Jail in the 60s. And it's a bit of a buddy story and a bit more light-hearted, even though they were killers. They broke out of jail. They hid under the in the showground under the grandstand, and at one point they went back to Parramatta and broke back into the jail again to steal a gun. So it's quite a remarkable tale in its own right. One of them, after they were re-jailed, one of them wrote a book about the whole experience. And the second one is about the Wanda Beach murders, which is a cold case, unsolved, that happened in the 60s. So again, very different pieces that will run, over a four-week period in the second season.
Yeah, for sure. And just finally, I notice on the show's webpage, it says a nurse will be present to assist any distressed patrons.
Yes.
How's it been going on that front? Has a nurse been needed yet?
Well, I have to say that's a little bit of marketing schlock. There was a producer called William Castle in the 60s who did a whole series of B-grade horror movies, and he always advertised the fact that a nurse would be present in the foyer for those in distress. So it's really one of the actors plays the nurse, and she's outside every night, and she leads the audience into the place.
Well, it definitely sounds enticing. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Stephen. And
thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. That was Stephen Carnell, executive producer of the immersive theatre series on at the Rocks Discovery Museum called Dead House, Tales of Sydney Morgue. Its second episode, The Trials of Louisa Collins, will be performed twice nightly at 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. until this Saturday. You can find more information at eventbrite.com.au under Dead House.